Friday, July 18th. This is the day I've been dreaming about for months. Today we join the tour as the opening act for The Bad Boys. Scooby! And tomorrow night is our first concert. I am so excited. I barely slept at all last night. The first city on our tour is Chicago, Illinois. We received our flight info and itinerary a few days ago with instructions to meet Victoria Steele near our airline customer service desk at 9 a.m. I was nervous about seeing her again, but even my dread at having to deal with that bad-tempered ice queen again couldn't dampen my spirits. As soon as my parents and I entered the main lobby of the airport, I immediately spotted all my band members gathered near Victoria, who was busy texting. I hugged and kissed my family goodbye and promised to call them as soon as I landed in Chicago. I had to break it to Brianna that the Bad Boys and Trevor fly in a private jet, so she wouldn't get to meet them at the airport. Then my friends and I greeted each other and excitedly chatted about our upcoming tour. Victoria finally ended her texting convo and motioned for us to gather around. "So, are you ready to join the Bad Boys tour?" she exclaimed. Of course, we all enthusiastically shouted, "Yeah!" "Great! We're going to check in and head for our gate. But first, I have an important announcement. I met a sharp young lady at a luncheon a few days ago, and when I mentioned that I was looking for an intern for my Bad Boys tour, she generously volunteered for the job. She has extensive experience with social media and her own fan base of almost 10,000 followers. I've also heard she's generous, kind, loyal, and one of your BFFs. Perfect. Here she comes now. I'm thrilled to introduce my new social media intern, Mackenzie Hollister. I could not believe my ears or my eyes. Mackenzie Hollister? Our BFF? We all just stared at her in total shock. Seeing her was painful. It felt like I had just gotten hit in the face with a baseball bat.
Thank you, Victoria. I am very honored to be working with you. You're such a wonderful role model for young people today,
Mackenzie gushed as she dramatically placed her hand on her heart.
Hello, everyone. I am so happy to be joining you, my BFFs, on this tour as your official director of social media, influencer liaison manager, and peer counselor. As soon as we arrive in Chicago, I'll be holding a meeting to brief you on my expectations and your participation in this campaign. Please be aware that attendance is mandatory. So, do you have any questions, concerns, or comments for me?
I raised my hand. Sorry, but I really need to go to the bathroom right now, I muttered as Mackenzie smirked and rolled her beady eyes. I very calmly walked to the nearest restroom. Then I stepped inside the first stall, locked the door, and
no!
Had a complete meltdown. I was very upset, but at least I handled the situation in a very mature and private manner.
No!
You don't have to remind me. I'm very aware, I said, I refuse to let anyone ruin this exciting adventure, especially Mackenzie. Well, I'm really sorry. I lied. We're going to be stuck with Mackenzie for the next 4 weeks. So, as far as I'm concerned, this tour is totally, hopelessly, unconditionally ruined forever. The only good thing about this horrible situation is that it cannot possibly get any worse. Even if we lose our luggage and are forced to wear the exact same filthy outfit
Socks and underwear day after day for 4 weeks straight, without even a toothbrush. Even if we're hit by a 2-ton meteor on stage right in the middle of the chorus of our song, Dorks Rule. Absolutely nothing can be worse than Mackenzie being on this tour. Thank goodness by the time we landed in Chicago, I had calmed down. I was over Mackenzie and the fact that she had basically hijacked our tour. My BFFs had convinced me to ignore her and enjoy every second of what was going to be a dream come true. Violet even made me laugh when she made the hysterical joke that Mackenzie would be too busy staring at herself in all the hotel room mirrors to ever go out in public anyway. And they were right. Our swanky luxury hotel was everything we had imagined, with huge chandeliers, sleek marble floors, and a fountain in the lobby. Of course, we took a few selfies while Brandon took photos of everything for our tour scrapbook. We were on a tight schedule, so our luggage was sent to our rooms while my band members and I had a lunch meeting with Trevor and Victoria. Mackenzie conveniently forgot her mandatory meeting and insisted on going straight to her room to get started on her Chicago social media blitz. But I overheard her tell Tiffany on her cell phone that she planned to have a relaxing spa day and order a gourmet meal from room service. After lunch, we had a styling session with Blaine, a wardrobe fitting with our seamstress, and finally a band practice, complete with a choreographer who taught us a few new dance moves. By 4 p.m., we were totally exhausted and looking forward to chillaxing in our hotel rooms. That's when Victoria finally told us our room assignments. Chloe, Zoe, and Violet were roommates for the entire tour and sharing a hotel suite. And Brandon, Theo, and Marcus were roommates for the entire tour and sharing a hotel suite. The Bad Boys, of course, had a whole wing of the hotel closed off just for them, with security guards stationed at the elevators and the doors to their suites to keep any zealous fans away. But for me, there was good news and bad news. I'd already come to the conclusion that the good news was that this horrible tour situation could not possibly get any worse, right? Well, the bad news is that I was totally wrong about the good news. I was shocked and dismayed to discover that my roommate for the entire tour is the last person on earth I would have chosen. What's up, Nikki? So it looks like we're BFFs and roommates on this tour. Mackenzie Hollister. Yes, my roommate is Mackenzie. There is no way I am going to survive this 4-week tour. I very calmly walked back down the hall and knocked on my BFF's hotel room door. And when they answered, I burst into tears. All I wanted right then was to go home.